So when I was like in elementary school all the way through college, really, art class was always my favorite thing to do in the whole wide world. I love drawing, I love painting, I love basically every medium of art, but the medium of art that I always hated when we had to do in art class was when we sculpted clay. I never liked working with clay. I never liked making like little pots. You always get your hands dirty. And then the worst part of it is when you have to trust the teacher to take your awesome little pot that you created and then throw it into a giant oven and hope that it doesn't explode. And I just didn't like that. The clay pot that I had worked so much on, or the little clay figurine, whatever we were creating, whatever the project was, you had to trust that, entrust that creation of yours to the kiln, to the fire of the kiln, right? So that it can become hard, so that it can become a solid object that isn't just weak little clay. In our first reading today, what jumped out at me right away when I started to pray over the readings was the first line of the first reading. And it says, Azariah stood up in the fire. Azariah stood up in the fire. So if you don't know the story, Azariah, Hananiah, and Mishael, three Israelites, are in Babylon, in the Babylonian captivity. Babylon had taken over and taken a lot of the Jews back to their own homeland. And so these three men, along with Daniel and a group of Israelites, are away from home, and their culture and their faith and their religion and their way of life is threatened by the political situation that's in Babylon. And they were forcing them to basically abandon their culture, their faith. But Azariah, Hananiah, and Mishael refuse to do so, and they get thrown into basically what's a giant kiln, a giant oven that they dug, and they throw them into the hottest part of the fire. And what's remarkable is that they don't burn up. In fact, Azariah stands up in the fire. And I just figured we could maybe reflect on that in terms of, you know, trials and tribulations that are in our own lives, and as well as temptation. So as far as trials, so these are things that, like, you know, just difficult things that are going in our life, not necessarily temptations to sin, but just difficult things that we're going through. I think that we can say that we stand up in the fire, like Azariah, when we choose to say the unpopular and politically incorrect thing, but with gentleness and with love. That's a way that we can stand up in the fire. We can stand up in the fire every time that we reject that easy and immoral way and choose the more difficult path of virtue. We stand in the fire when we refuse to be ashamed of our faith, like the three men that were in the kiln from our first reading. We stand in the fire when we choose to see through the glitter of materialism. You know, everybody's saying that we need stuff to make us happy. When we choose to look through that and, you know, embrace the poverty of the cross, that's standing up in the fire. There's a quote from Thomas A'Kempis's classic, The Imitation of Christ, and he writes this: "Fire proves iron, and temptation a just man. We know not oftentimes what we are able to do, but temptation shows us what we are." So, like, when we aren't tempted or when we're not going through something difficult, we might think that we're super virtuous and super awesome, but then something comes along, and then we find out we're still like a squishy clay pot, and we haven't been tested with that fire of the kiln yet. And that's the moment of testing. That's the moment of approving ourselves, I guess, like trusting that God is going to sustain us. It's a lot easier to give into the flames, though. It's a lot easier to give into temptation and difficulty. And sometimes indulging those temptations and trials at first seems like it kind of lessens the pain of the fire. Seems like it lessens the pain of the fire in the moment. Think of like a fire pit in your backyard. When you throw a giant log onto your fire, like at first the fire seems to kind of die back, and it seems like it might be even kind of smothered. But if you wait long enough, it's smoldering underneath there, and it's burning through the fire, and soon enough, it's going to explode into a bigger fire than before. And that's what happens when we think that, oh, I can't deal with this right now, so I'll just say that little lie. I'll just say this little piece of gossip. I'll, you know, give into this little bit of materialism or this little bit of using this person or manipulating them, this little thought of lust. And then all of a sudden, there's like this giant log on our heart that's, the fire's still burning. And eventually it's going to blow up and it's going to burn with a hotter fire than even before. But we also can't stress out over putting the fire out. So temptations will always be with us. Persecutions will always be with us. Difficulties will always be a part of our daily lives, this side of heaven anyways. Christ himself said, in this world you will have troubles. But then he goes on to say, and that's not the end of the sentence, he goes on to say that, take courage, I have overcome the world. The true challenge of the Christian life then is, the glory of the Christian life is to learn how to stand up in the fire, trusting that our God conquers precisely within the heart of the flames, not by just avoiding them, not by like just frantically or anxiously trying to put the fires out. Jesus enters into the raging fire when he goes onto the cross, right? Like he chooses to submit himself to death, submit himself to the fire of our hatred, the fire of our sin. He chooses to undergo that. But like Azariah and Hananiah and Mishael, we can stand up in the fire unscathed, standing in prayer, because that's what it says. Azariah stood up in the fire and prayed aloud. And what did he pray? He didn't say, thank you, God, for keeping me safe in this fire. Thank you for making me so awesome and, you know, sticking it to the Babylonians. No, he says, we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation, brought low everywhere in the world this day because of our sins. So even as God is delivering him in the midst of the fires, and he's standing up in the fire, he's also recognizing that he's not perfect, that in fact, the fact that Israel was in Babylon was pretty much their fault. And so just being open to the fact that God is merciful, that God is always with us, but that we have to recognize that. Recognizing our sin and being honest about that is part of standing up in the fire. So let's go ahead and do that the rest of this Lent. Just be honest about what's going on in our hearts. Don't put any giant logs on your heart so that it bursts into flame. And just trust that the fire is part of the purifying process. That trust that the flames of difficulty in this world are what makes our little squishy clay hearts into like really, really strong hearts.